Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse and welcome to this gorgeous December day. In the news this week, Tony Finau, he's got family in La'ie on Oahu. He started his pro career back 6 years ago. He was a tender 17 years old, and this past week he finished third at Web.com Q School. That gives him access to all of the Web.com events until the third shuffle. That's great news. Also, probably the story of the week, more than 100 members of Japan's Professional Golfers Association are going to resign after revelations that two senior officials played golf this past year with the Yakuza. The Royal Trophy is being played in China. That pits Asia versus Europe. And right now, Asia leads 5-3. They're playing at Dragon Lake Golf Course. We're going to be meeting a gentleman who's just come to the islands. He is Marcus Judge. He is the director of player development at Ko'olina Golf Club. He earned his bachelor's degree in actuarial science, but ended up choosing a career as a golf professional, and a very good one at that. We'll meet him right after this. Let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
PGA Tour is back in Hawaii in January. Hyundai Tournament of Champions is our first tournament. It's on Maui. The Elite Winners Only Field plays at Kapalua Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, and Guan Tianlong sponsor exemptions in this 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako. Poipu has an 8:50, an 11 o'clock, and a 12:10 tee time. And the maintenance crew, they've got their own tournament today. And I hope you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Ko'olina, there's a 9:36, a 10:30, and an 11:12 if you'd like to go out and play a round of golf. Or maybe you'd like to take a lesson. Let me introduce you to the Director of Player Development at Ko'olina. Welcome to the show, Marcus Judge.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. You know, you've been a Class A member for a long time, a member of the PGA of America. Mm-hmm. You've become a PGA certified professional, and you are the Director of Player Development at Ko'olina. Now, I always think of the title, Director of Player Development. In most sports, it's someone tasked with helping athletes handle their finances, develop their careers. What does the Director of Player Development do at Ko'olina?
Director of Player Development wears several hats. Certainly, there's the standard instruction side of the job, the one-on-one lessons that we have with all our students over here. But it's also my job to grow the game. So when it comes to developing and designing orientation classes and beginner group classes, that all falls under my jurisdiction here. And it's also up to me to keep people in the game.
That's really critical. And one of the kind of the themes that I think we'll see this day on the golf club is that a lot of people are afraid of the game because it's hard.
It is. It is hard, but it doesn't. It's not as hard as people think.
And how do you show them that?
By basically just getting the fundamentals down, Having somebody simply hit a couple of shots and getting that ball going in the air and just building up confidence. A lot of this game is played between the ears, unfortunately. Most people have the physical ability to hit the golf ball, but it's that that mental aspect that that kind of gets in the way. So it's certainly finding ways, particularly with beginner students, to get the confidence going.
Yes, and what's odd, too, is holding the club. And when you talk about the fundamentals, you're talking about the grip. And I think a lot of new players, when they look at the golf club, getting the target right, because it seems to be the club is on an angle, and the target's straight ahead, but if you don't hit it just right, it's going to go other places.
That is true, yes. Now, hitting it just right is what we all would love to do. But even as a professional golfer and I guess I should say golf professional. I'm good at the game, but I'm certainly not good enough to play for a living. Those guys out that you'll see at a Wild Eye at the Sony Open or something special, they're the best golfers that that the world has seen. But even for somebody like myself going out and playing, I miss hit shots. I hit shots that aren't supposed to go where they end up. It happens to all of us. A lot of things. If we can teach somebody, going back to the grip here, if we can teach somebody the correct grip, then say for a right-handed golfer, then the right hand, what happens with the right hand and the right palm is then going to be immediately transferred to the club face. So if we can get that idea into a new student's mindset, that they have much more control over the golf club than they probably believe that they have.
Yeah, it's critical. And sometimes when people say, hold your finish. Why? Go to your finish. What does the finish have to do with anything? It's so critical to commit yourself to the shot, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And certainly something you said there is, well, why should I do something? Is always going through a student's mind. So part of my philosophy with teaching is I like to tell my students why I'm making the changes that they're making or that I'm asking them to make. Because if I'm not able to explain it to them, I shouldn't be asking them to do it. There's got to be a valid reason for me to ask them to try something new.
Yeah, and that's so important for the analytical mind. Because
right.
you really want to shut that up, don't you?
Yes, yes. You want to be confident to know that the changes you're making are the correct ones, or that are at least leading you down the correct path.
Right,
sure.
And until you know the why, your mind keeps asking, well, why?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, yeah, right? If it doesn't make sense to me, it's not going to make sense to my students, so I have to be able to explain it to them.
One of the tasks you mention in your newsletter that came out from Ko'olina,
mm-hmm.
Bringing golfers who used to play the game,
yes,
back into the game is one of your forte, or one of the things, the thrust of what you'd like to do. How do you want to accomplish that?
The main way we are going to try to reach out to those people is through our Get Golf Ready classes. This is a national PGA program that we are actively involved in here at Ko'olina. So it's reaching out to those that used to play, and across the United States, studies have shown that there's upwards of 61 million people out there who used to play golf in some shape or form, who no longer play for whatever reason, but still have an interest in getting back into the game.
And they may have clubs in the closet.
They may do.
And maybe they could bring them out, take a Get Golf Ready class,
mm-hmm.
which is a group, so you don't
yep.
feel like you're singled out, or take a personal one-on-one if you'd rather not be, quote-unquote, embarrassed.
Which... Well, certainly. everybody in the Get Golf Ready classes, it is aimed towards those that are beginning to play or those that used to play but obviously have given up for a significant length of time. So everybody in a Get Golf Ready class is basically in the same position, which is they're looking to get the fundamentals down in the game, either get them started or get them restarted in the game. So, yeah, there shouldn't be any nervousness or embarrassment about coming in for a Get Golf Ready class. Everybody's in the same boat. And from an instructor's point of
yeah.
view, mm-hmm. I wasn't born a golf professional. I had to learn just the same as anybody else had to learn how to hit the golf ball. So
And if you have those old clubs, don't be embarrassed to bring those with you, because you can go through that bag with them, right, as a club fitting specialist as well.
Absolutely.
You can help them to figure out, now, these you can keep, these work for you, but these you probably won't be using anymore, and there may be a hybrid that works better today.
Definitely. Definitely. As part of the one of the hats that a director of player development wears is also as a club fitter. As an instructor, it's very difficult sometimes for us to make valid and useful changes to a golf swing if the equipment that a person is using is just not going to allow them to make those changes. So club fitting is extremely important in helping people enjoy the game.
Do you remember the most fun time you had on a golf course when you were playing?
Ooh, most fun time. Probably the people I was playing with probably wouldn't agree with me, because I tend to get reasonably serious out on the golf course.
Okay.
Well, I'd say serious. I try to make sure I focus on the golf course. I like playing in golf tournaments. The most fun I probably had was this year, playing in the PGA National Club Professional Championship.
Wow.
Which is probably the biggest tournament that I'll ever play in, unless I happen to make it to the PGA Championship itself. We had that over at Crosswater in Bend, Oregon, in June, and it was a fantastic experience. I played terribly, but it was still a fantastic experience. I blame the weather for that.
Of course.
Yeah. Hence the move here. It's a lot warmer and sometimes dry here than it was in Oregon.
So your goal is still to play in the PGA Championship?
Yes. The top 20 from the PGA National Club Professional Championship get an automatic invite into the PGA Championship Major that's held in August each year.
Yeah.
So you have to qualify from being a PGA member, have to qualify for the National Championship, and then qualify for the PGA Championship. So
we're talking with Marcus Judge, the director of player development at Ko'olina Golf Club, and he does private lessons, group lessons, I imagine playing lessons.
Yes.
As well, right?
Yep, for sure.
There are half full and 2-day golf schools and custom club fittings and welcome to golf orientation classes for beginners and get golf ready and junior private lessons, all, and the Ko'olina Kids Club. Ko'olina really focuses on everybody, including ladies.
Absolutely.
Right? You have a 9-hole league.
We have a 9-hole league every Wednesday afternoon with a special $30 green fee rate for 9 holes, teeing off at around 3:30. Once a month, we have a one-hour clinic before the tee time, and then each intervening Wednesday, then I'm out there for 15 minutes just kind of helping people out with any little questions that they may have before they go and tee it up on the first tee.
Yeah, and you get golf ready, by the way. You also teach etiquette and basic rules.
Oh,
right?
Definitely, yes. Anything that's going to help make somebody feel comfortable when they get out onto the golf course. The final lesson of the 5 in Get Golf Ready is out on the golf course itself. So we do get people out and maybe playing 1, maybe 2 holes if we have time. And yes, running over some general etiquette and rules things at the same time. As I said, to make people feel comfortable, less nervous, less embarrassed when they go out to the golf course for the first few times.
Yeah, knowing where to stand, where not to stand, where not to walk at certain places on the putting green. It's
definitely
always good what you can clear away, what you can't on the green. There's so many different things. When you encounter them on the course, they're much more comfortable than trying to read them and understand them when you're in a classroom setting.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of the PGA Championship purse? Let's go back to that $10 million. That's a lure, isn't it?
For the FedEx Cup?
For the PGA Championship.
Yes.
It went up to $10
million.
$10
million. It's not bad for a week's work, I guess.
that's a great purse. Let me ask you, you are a PGA professional with a goal of going to the PGA Championship.
Yes.
And there was some talk, and probably it's going to happen. What do you think of the PGA Championship being played outside the United States sometimes?
That's a very good question. And yes, I'd read the article or the idea when it came out about a week or two ago. I'm kind of on the fence with it, really. I think in some ways, I think it could be a very good idea to help expose the game in other parts of the world. But then again, you know, it's the Professional Golfers Association of America. So on the other hand, maybe it should stay in America. Mm-hmm. One article I read suggested that maybe as a trial, it's held after the Olympics in Japan in 2020, where a lot of the golfers are going to be out there already for the Olympics. The golf course would already be set up, all the grandstands and everything else would be set up, and that might be a good start to give it a trial run.
Well, I'm a big proponent of the PGA of America paying for your and other PGA of America professionals to be sent to wherever it is in the world, so you guys don't have to pick up the cost, because
right.
It's expensive to travel. You know, and I think there should be, if they're going to increase the purse to $10 million, this is Danielle speaking, of course, it has nothing to do with Marcus Strudge. I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I think that the PGA of America, yo, guys, pick up the tab for our local, you know, our Americans who are, it is their association. So
right.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be fun, though. It'd be fun for, I think, the PGA professional to get a look at other countries and see what's going on. So it's a very exciting time in golf. And Marcus Judge, his player development director at Ko'olina, and a great guy. And you go take some lessons, everybody. You know, whatever golf course is closest to you, go find out. Go meet them. Go greet them. And that's why I like to introduce you
great.
To our latest. And I hope you'll be on the show again, Marcus.
I certainly anticipate doing so. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. And happy holidays to you.
And same to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. And we'll be back after this. We're going to go talk with Alexis Eaton about 50 years at Black Rock. That's the Sheraton Maui. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai. Or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Are you looking for a great gift for somebody? I mean, it's that weekend before Christmas, right? I mean, for the holidays. Let's say it, you know, anyway. Go get your favorite golfer the perfect gift, a Poipu Bay Golf Course gift certificate. You can use it at Poipu for maybe those $25 afternoon practice and then play three rounds of golf opportunities. Okay, so you go out and you practice, you get free range time and range balls, and then you get the golf cart, and then you play three holes at Poipu Bay. You play 1, 2, and 3, and it's a 3, 4, and 5, not in that order, but you get to play those three holes all before going home after work for $25. It's such a cool opportunity. Now, the gift card, of course, you can use it for that, or playing a round of golf, or in the pro shop, where you can get right now 25% off on the sale rack, okay? So get over there and get some holiday shopping done. Before we have the Sony Open in Hawaii, and I'm looking forward to doing the show from Wailea. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm going to go to Maui. Uh-huh. And we're going to go to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I'm going to do the show from the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And I'm going to be staying at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. I like to call it Black Rock because Black Rock is a special place. When you see some of the spots on Golf Channel, for instance, promoting January in Hawaii, because we've got the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, we've got the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we have the Mitsubishi Electric. Of course, that's the beginning of the Champions Tour season. You see the diver off the rock, Black Rock. It's a very special place for a lot of different reasons. And let's bring in one of the gals who knows all about that, Alexis Eaton from Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Welcome to the show, Alexis.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Great to be here.
And you know, it doesn't seem possible that the Sheraton Maui's been on Maui at Black Rock for 50 years.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm sorry. So this is the 50th anniversary celebration.
The 50th anniversary. We have been celebrating all year long. It started last January, and we're preparing for our year-end event this December.
It's the 29th, and it's
yes.
a really reasonable price. It's under $20 for folks to come in, and then you have a no-host bar and poo-poos, right?
Exactly, and $19.63, which, you know, commemorates our opening year.
Uh-huh.
And everyone comes in. There's poo-poos, like you said, food stations, cocktails. We have the Maui Classic Cruisers, so we'll have cars from the 60s and 70s out on the ocean lawn. We have a band on stage, a trio named Leo Connie, who the leader of that band, Danny Kapoi Jr., his father was a great musician that played in our Discovery Room, the Danny Kapoi Trio, back in the 60s and 70s. And we also have dancers. We have a lot of hula dancers. And one of the big points of the evening will be after the cliff dive ceremony, which you just mentioned, which is a 50-year tradition for the hotel, we will have a resort blessing and our time capsule presentation.
Oh, see, that fascinates me. Whenever somebody says time capsule, I'm like, ooh, was that put in when the hotel was built?
Well, no, we're going to be putting one in for the next 50 years.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
Can we know what you're putting into the time capsule?
Well, we're putting in all sorts of things because one of the great things about this 50-year celebration has been that the resort kept an amazing archive of, collateral from the opening years, from newspaper clippings to menus from the grand opening of the restaurants to even had payroll sheets where we could see what people were being paid back in 1963. So we want to do that, you know, for the next 50 years. So at our 100-year Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa celebration, they open this time capsule and see all the great things from this year, 2013.
Right. Plus everything that that you're going to include everything from 63 too, right?
Yeah, lots of stuff. So it's just going to be, we're excited and it's going to be so much fun.
It sounds like fun. I love it. Black Rock, the reason it's so special, Kahekili was a chief on Maui, and one of our highways here on Oahu is named Kahekili. That's where it comes from. He was, diving was something that showed just how strong and macho your prowess,
yes.
Right?
Right.
So, you dove off the cliffs, and anybody who stands way up on a tall rock like at Waimea and jumps off can kind of appreciate just what that feels like. And Black Rock was even more special because it was where you went to the other world, the nether world, or because the sun sets there,
yes.
Right? And sort of it's every island has a place where the soul goes to the other world from.
Exactly.
Right? So for him, for Kahekili, to not just dive off this rock, but to dive at that particular place showed what a really strong guy he was, you know, defying all the odds. Yes.
It had never been done before in history as we know it until he did that off of Black Rock or Pu'ukeka'a.
Yeah. So that's why it's really special. You'll see the dive every time you see one of the January and Hawaii spots. Golf everything starts here. Of course, the season's been underway. We know that's a wraparound season. But after the holidays, since nothing is happening except this royal trophy that's being played in China right now, it's a really quiet time. So the hotel, the Sheraton Maui 50th anniversary celebration, has been going on all year long. What are some of the golf resort and room packages? I know that the hotel was found named the best beach resort in 2013.
Yeah, it was a great honor. We were named SPG member favorite. So these are the people who are, you know, top SPG members going around the world for business and leisure travel. And they named us the best beach resort. So that's a really great honor for the hotel.
And if I play, if I stay, I'm always thinking about playing golf, sorry. If I stay at Sheraton, where do I get to play?
Oh, you can play any of the courses here on Maui. It's an easy drive. Our home course is right, the Kaanapali Golf Course, and Kapalua is just a couple minutes up the road. So
just 7 miles down the road. It's an easy drive, exactly.
So it's a perfect place to stay for golf enthusiasts. We even created a unlimited golf package, which partners with the Kaanapali Golf Course, and you can play unlimited rounds of golf in a day. So as many as you can possibly play, you have free access to with this room package.
If I wanted to play 18 in the morning and 9 in the afternoon or switch it around, can I do that too?
Yeah, hats off. That would be great.
Oh, I know some guys will play all day long.
You know? Yeah.
Does that give you access to both the North and the South courses?
Yeah, the Kai and the Royal Course. You can play either one or both.
And the Royal Course is really special. That was one of the first courses. I think the Champion Skins played there for a while, didn't they? It was
many years.
Yes,
yeah.
It's got quite a history. Alexis Eaton, Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll have you on, and I'll see you in January.
Yes, I can't wait to see you. Just a couple weeks away.
It is. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank
Aloha.
You very much. Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to work on the mental game. You know, as Marcus Judge said earlier in the show, so much of this game is mental, your confidence. You know, it's not necessarily how much it's also about how you control your emotions, whether you get too excited or you get too upset with yourself or, you know, just how you emote. That drains you, and you lose perspective. You lose your focus. You lose your sense of well-being. And if you're not feeling well, you're not going to play well. Not sick well. I mean, in your mind, about how you're feeling about the moment. It's going to rub off on everything that you do, on everyone. And we've got somebody, David McKenzie. He's a scratch golfer and a golf coach. He's the creator of Golf State of Mind. And by the way, he's got a really good CD that I recommend. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it, and it really helped my game. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales that beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style. No payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details. Or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in. Of course, you know, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Zach Johnson, Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, Brant Snedeker, he's recovering from the injuries. He's going to be there. Jason Duffner, he's the most recent person to say that he'll be there too. And volunteers are always needed, whether you're a driver, on course, off course, marshal, shot link, gallery control. Do call 808-665-9160 if you can volunteer just some of your time. And if you do, volunteers who work five shifts or more get two shirts and caps, two weekly tickets, and complimentary round of golf at Bay Golf Course, okay? So that's a really good deal. And I think if you work a couple less, you get a little bit less. But think big. And if you think really big and you'd like to play in the Pro-Am, this is a really nice opportunity. Hyundai Tournament of Champions. There may be one left. Give them a call, 808-662-7702. There are lots of goodies that go with playing in the Pro-Am. Of course, if you're going to play in the Pro-Am, you're going to be a little bit on the nervous side. No, you're not. You're going to have a good time because these guys are fun to play with. A couple of notes before we get to David McKenzie, Golf State of Mind. Tony Finau. You know, he on Oahu and Laie on Hawaii, played for Turtle Bay for a long time. Started his pro career at the age of 17. A lot of people said, ooh, 17, much too young. 6 years later, he is now on the web.com tour, finished third at Q School, shot 69, 67, 68, 68, 67, 68, 25 under par. Scott Pinkley of Utah, before moving to Arizona, he was second. And Scott counts Rory McIlroy as a friend, so he'll be kind of comfortable. Zach Fisher, medalist, 31 under after the sixth tournament day at PGA West. I don't know what to call it, but it's difficult. It's draining. He'll play in every web.com event, and his first round was 75. That left him fighting back to life, so to speak. And with us now is somebody who can tell us about how do you get back to life after shooting a 75 and feeling like everything is falling through your fingers. Welcome to the show, Golf State of Mind, David McKenzie.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
I'm extremely well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Are you in Washington, D.C., where it's freezing cold?
No, it's actually 70 degrees today, if you can believe that. Yeah, I went out wearing a coat and had to take it off, and and then it's going to be, I think, 35 in a couple of days' time.
So my goodness. I mean, just a few days ago, it was freezing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It was indeed.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, imagining things.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying it while I can. I might even try and get a few holes in this afternoon.
Excellent. Now, you know, on the Tony Finau, starting off so young and now 6 years later, being persevering and just not giving up on his goal, that's a huge mental force, something big.
It really is. I mean, first of all, to shoot 25 under in those qualifying events, that's just, you know, that's unbelievable golf. And so I think to start off at 17, playing as much competitive golf as you can has got to be, that's a huge advantage. And that's why, you know, most of the PGA Tour players have been, they went through the college program and they just get used to playing under those competitive conditions, which, you know, you get better and better at every time. But, look at, you know, Justin Rose as well, you know, 17 years old and finished fourth in the British Open.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he went through a huge amount of mental struggles, as I'm sure Tony did. You know, there's a lot of, you know, expectation when you're that good at such a young age that, there's a lot of, wind up putting a lot of pressure on yourself. And, but it's great to, you know, to hear stories like that of that sort of perseverance. That's great.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of, you put expectations on yourself, but a lot of those expectations come from other people. And then you hear other people talking about, well, you didn't do it. You know, you didn't win. Oh, what's wrong with you? And then you start asking yourself, what's wrong with me? You know, it's those kinds of pressures from outside the family that, and the media staring at you and writing articles because they just got to write something. You know, what's happened to Tony Finau? Well, what's happened is he's learning. And that's what golf is all about, is learning. You're constantly learning. Carol Mann's going to be on later on in the show, and she hasn't stopped learning. We're all learning this game, not just the game, but how to handle it. You've got a new book coming out, and it's about putting being the key to the successful game. And you've got some top mental game tips for putting. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the major difference for me in the amateur and the professional games, and, you know, I see this because, you know, I coach a lot of amateurs, they don't put enough emphasis on learning the short game and putting. And there are, you know, there's systems and there's routines that you can go through. But fundamentally, the short game and putting, you know, it's 40 to 50% of every round that you play. So that's why, you know, having worked with, many amateurs, I put together this system because I knew that, you know, these things just weren't being taken care of in the right way. And so for me, one of the keys to putting is to identify what style of putter you are. And you're either a straight back, straight through, or an arc putter. And that can make a difference in your ball position, and certainly affect your whole approach to the game. So I would first of all start off with finding out what style of putter you are.
How do you do that if I'm not with you?
Well, I think you can. There are drills. I mean, you'll see Tiger Woods practicing, you know, using a couple of tees behind the ball and putting a gate behind the ball. I mean, he's a straight back, straight through putter. And you know, you'll notice if you're clipping the inside tee that you're an arc putter.
Voilà.
But I would certainly identify that first, and I would also determine which side you. The tour pros say that they're either a right-hand or left-hand dominant putter, and you'll see Tiger Woods also doing a right-hand putting drill where he just uses his right hand. Rory McIlroy, on the other hand, feels his left hand has more control through the putt. So if you can identify that, and then the other hand is kind of just a guide through the ball. So that's another way to identify your putting style. And then eye dominance is another one. You're either right or left eye dominant, i.e. one of your eyes is used for focusing or is stronger than the other eye. So when you're going through your pre-putt routine and you're making a decision on where the ball is going to start, you want to make sure that you're using your dominant eye to do that.
You mix the physical with the mental a lot, and that's what I like about the way you present the mental game, because you incorporate the physical has to work with the mental, and they're not two separate things. Golf techniques, you talk about playing with your senses, that you can't build a textbook swing. Your body knows how to play, but your mind gets in the way. Can you tell us?
Sorry, Daniel.
No problem.
No, I do mix the physical with the mental, and the physical, I think, is predominantly the fundamentals. If you can perfect the fundamentals, and you know, you'll watch any of the PGA Tour guys working on the driving range, they will be working on those fundamentals. So you've got alignment, you've got ball position, you have posture, you have grip, and these are all things that they're working on. But once you've perfected those things, the swing kind of takes care of itself. And so that's the most physical part of the game for me. And then I think it's about routines and emotional control.
Okay. Emotional control. I was talking about that earlier. That's a tough one. What you talked about, posture, just a little reminder for you, if you're going to play a round of golf today, the longer you play, the more tired you get. Duh, you say. But as you get tired, you start slouching. You lose your posture first. So if it seems like you're losing your game, check your posture. That's usually my problem.
Yeah. If your posture is not consistent, you're not going to be, well, first of all, you're not going to be in an athletic position, which you need to be, and also you're going to be, the distance you are from the ball is going to vary as well, which is going to completely affect your swing.
So that's why
I say, those fundamentals, that is, you've got good fundamentals, 99% of the time you're going to make a good swing.
Excellent. But how does the mind get in the way of that?
The mind gets in the way when we try to force things to happen. The golf swing, and I know you touched on the sensory part of it, the golf swing should be a subconscious thing. What happens when we start to play badly is when there's too much conscious control. We all read, the golf magazines and watch the DVDs, and we're trying to make, the correct movements throughout the golf swing. If you're thinking about anything throughout the golf swing, you're going to try and force it, and that's when things start to go badly. And then obviously it's a snowball effect, because the more you're trying to correct bad shots or bad swings, the worse it's going to go for you.
Okay.
So my advice for that would be break the golf swing up into the conscious and the the golf shot up into the conscious and the subconscious part. You've got about 30 seconds before you play a golf shot where you can go through your routine. You can reduce all the potential negatives by going through a positive process, having that strategy, visualizing the shot. You can feel it with your practice swings. And then when you're at the ball, it's all about just playing, nothing else.
I like it. If we could all see, this is the part, David, that gets me. I can have a great practice swing, and I can really feel that it's a great practice swing. And if the ball had been there, the ball would have gone right really nicely. And then I set myself up, and I go to hit the ball. I go to hit the ball. And no matter how much I know that I shouldn't be going to hit the ball, right? I still, my body still does that. It's like, where my mind gets in the way and makes, it becomes this target thing. I'm not just hitting toward where I want to end up. I am hitting the ball. And it tenses
everything
up.
When you say you make a good practice swing, how do you define a good practice swing? Do you feel like you've done everything as it is in the textbook, or the way you did it on the driving range when you hit that particularly good shot?
It was I was relaxed. I had a beautiful follow through. I was committed to the shot. It was a really good practice swing. I know that it would have gone right through the ball, and it would have been beautiful. And then
sorry to interrupt.
No, it's probably.
To me, every practice swing should be different, because you're playing every shot is different. So the more and more you can get connected with that particular shot that you're about to hit, whether it's, you know, you see the ball going low with a, you know, low draw or a high fade, whatever it is that you're picturing for that shot, that's what that practice swing, that's what that movement is about. It's about rehearsing that shot. And I see a lot of amateurs, they're working on some kind of drill while they're going through their practice swing. And then so they're starting to think technically about the swing, and that sort of, you know, that follows into the actual shot when they start to over control.
You know, I think that's it, and forcing it or something. I'm not sure. Sometimes I just stop the practice swing. By the way, P.S. You don't have to take a practice swing. There's no rule in golf that says you have to. Like, there's no rule that says you have to wear a glove. If it doesn't feel comfortable to wear a glove, don't. If you want to wear two gloves, do. I mean, sometimes we're not sure about these things as people who don't play professionally or who don't play a lot of golf. And if you're just getting into the game, there's no rule about that. Now, why can't people take their great, not just practice swing, but why can't they take their great practice range game to the golf course, David?
I think that most amateurs would not want to take their range game to the golf course. I mean, the average player sets up at the driving range with a bucket of balls and just, you know, whacks away every ball, you know, down to the same target. And your body gets into what's called range rhythm, where you're hitting the same shot over and over again, and your body just learns how to make that movement and it hits it straight most of the time. But when you're on the golf course, it's a completely different matter because you're stopping, you're playing from different lies, different clubs. So my suggestion would be to make the driving range a more simulated course experience. So change up clubs, go through your routine, hit a complete variety of different shots, as many as you can, and make it feel like you're on the golf course. Even try to imagine that you're playing holes, putting pressure on yourself as well, because that's another thing that most of us don't do. We just practice, and, you know, there's always that next ball that you can hit if that one didn't, you know, go right. So the more pressure you can put on yourself while you practice as well, you're getting more and more used to those course conditions. So I would say that the average amateur wouldn't want to take the way that they practice or the way that they feel on the driving range to the golf course anyway, because it's not close enough to that course experience.
So many people say, you know, I could hit it on the practice range, so I can't even make good contact, solid contact while I'm on the golf course. Yeah, it's just the way that David McKenzie, Golf State of Mind. You have, you're offering 7 modules, includes learning, getting back to the basics, learning how to reach your potential, the importance of the killer pre-shot routine, lots of different things for different people to follow through on. All. Tell me more about this.
Well, I call this the game improvement system. These are, to me, the basics of the mental game. And I start out with the fundamentals and getting back to basics, i.e., let's work and check through your fundamentals, make sure those are all correct. And then we go into how to manage yourself correctly on the golf course, because the tour players and the very best players, they know how to control their emotions on the golf course. They know what to do to calm themselves down. They know that they have to switch off emotionally or disconnect themselves from the game in between shots, and then re-engage for those 30 seconds before a shot. And it's very, very important that you go through that proper preparation before every shot, making it a habit, and then, as I said, making the golf swing a subconscious thing. So these are the real mental keys, and I broke it down into 7 modules, and it's a sequential, you work through the modules sequentially, and it finishes up with some good, Each module has practice drills to give you the experience of the instruction, but also at the end I have this practice drill section, which is lots of games to really go challenge yourself. As I said before, with the drive, you know, the average amateur practicing on the driving range, there's not enough pressure and games and really matching the experience on the driving range with the one that you're going to have on the golf course. Mm-hmm. So I There's some really good, you know, some really fun games in there, you know, especially for the putting and short game. To really test yourself while you're practicing.
Yeah, because some people get bored practicing, and this
exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to be bored. You want to challenge yourself, and unless you're just going out to beat balls because you've had a bad day, know why you're there, right? I mean, that's the most important thing. Yeah, you have the new book that's coming out, The Putting. What is the name of it?
It's called How to Be a Great Putter. And it's going to be out by the end of next week. And as I said, it really focuses on the fundamentals of putting, but defining what kind of a putter you are, and then how to practice, how to develop a really good routine, how to green read. I mean, I think that one of the biggest differences in the tour player and the average amateur is green reading and alignment. So it's I talk about some green reading techniques. One of them is just paying a lot more attention to your senses, and especially your feet as you walk around a putt. You can tell a lot by what your feet are doing to keep your body upright as you walk around a putt. So it's things like that, really making sure that you can get as best a good read on a putt as you possibly can, and then making sure you align correctly to where that ball is gonna where you need it to move in the first 2 to 3 feet, because you can be a great putter and have an amazing putting stroke, but if you're not aligned to where you want the ball to start, and the eyes can be very deceptive, when you're standing over the ball and you're looking down your line, you can think you're aligned to your line, but in fact you aren't. And so those kinds of things are what I cover in the book.
It's always
shocking.
Said,
there are more and more of those putting drills and games to really challenge your practice sessions.
It's shocking too when you realize that let's say somebody's playing with you and you guys are really practicing your game, but you're playing as well, and you've done this before, and you hit the stroke and they say you were actually aiming, you don't get anywhere near the ball. Did you realize they say to you that that's exactly where you were aiming? Like, the ball would do that on its own. You know, why did I miss? It's because the club head was not aimed in the right direction. Oh.
Yeah, I would say that alignment is probably the cause of 90% of bad shots.
Yeah.
Because if your eyes are looking in one spot, but your feet and your club face are actually aimed, either right or left, and your swing, you have to make adjustments in your swing, and it's a lot better if you can get that consistent. Alignment takes a lot of practice. You'll see the tall players on the driving range with those alignment sticks down. I mean, if those guys are doing it and those guys are continually practicing, getting the club face and the body aligned squarely to where they want the ball to start, then it's worth paying a lot of attention to.
David McKenzie, golfstateofmind.com, and can we still get your audio CD that I got so many years ago?
Yes, you can. So when you go to the training system page, landing page on the website, you can get the audiobook for free at the moment.
Oh, it's a great, great audiobook.
Yeah, so that comes with the 70-page ebook, and I'm throwing in the audiobook as well.
Awesome. That's definitely a deal. David McKenzie, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Bye, and enjoy that 70-degree weather while you can.
Yeah, I will.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. We'll be back. Kara Hoover is going to help you figure out what kind of body type you've got and what you should be wearing on the golf course. And this is for guys, because I know you care, even though you pretend like you don't. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important. The cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually, Acura's just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on seals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing about it.
The singiest sail, the frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yulogiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style, no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kakaako.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Dustin, Adam, Brandt, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at the Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and you know, things haven't changed much when more than 100 members of Japan's Professional Golfers Association are going to resign after it was revealed that two of the senior officials played golf this year with the Yakuza. Kara Hoover. Now, this is the marketing program manager at Spear One. In golf, she created the fairwaythreads.com site, and she is my golf spy, fashion guru, not afraid to say it exactly like it is, and a girl after my own heart because she loves tuning in to Morning Drive on Golf Channel in the morning, of course, when she wakes up, and snowboarding in the Swiss Alps, although I used skis when I lived in Davos. Welcome to the show, Kara Hoover.
Oh, well, hey there, Danielle. How's it going?
It's going really good. How are you doing? What temperature are you living in?
Oh, mercy. Well, I'm definitely daydreaming of Hawaii because I'm in Oklahoma and in the middle of an ice storm, so.
Oh.
Yes, I live in Dallas, but I drove down to Oklahoma last night to be with family for the holidays, and it's definitely iced over now. So
Wow. Well, you know, David, a moment ago, I thought he was under ice. It's 70 in D.C. They were under, hopefully it'll become 70 in Oklahoma. So
I'm praying for that.
Now, you know, My Golf Spy is a very respected place to go and check out lots of different things, equipment, all the things that come out in golf. To be brought in to be the fashion person for My Golf Spy, quite an honor. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
I really enjoy working with those guys, so I was excited to join the team.
Now, how does a guy assess what body type he is and what's going to look good on him?
Well, you know, to me, it's not necessarily as much about body type as it is deciding what personality of apparel fits you best and you know, what you're going to feel comfortable and confident in and, you know, what fits your age range and things like that. I mean, certainly, you know, you're not going to want to see someone like Jen Furyk in hot pink pants, right? So just want to kind of keep it with what fits your personality and your style, but remembering to add the fun to it and throw in some color and some fun designs and things like that where appropriate. And, you know, just try to have fun with it. We're not always going to wear our crazy, you know, fun colors to the office always, but when you're out on the golf course, you might as well dress to impress, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I do think that when you go on the golf course, you can be a little bit more, you know, I don't know how to put it, but the thing about some of the clothing that men wear, that just, I don't know, John Daly shouldn't be wearing some of the clothes he's wearing. He doesn't have the physique to wear those clothes, okay?
Right.
All right, and I think that a lot of guys, when they see something like that, they think it's okay, but they're doing themselves a disservice.
Right. And I think it's important to remember too, you know, guys like John Daly and, you know, some of these other guys, Ricky Fowler with his flat bill hat and, you know, some of the things Billy Horschel's been wearing lately with the octopus pants and things like that, they're marketing themselves as a brand. And so, you know, John Daly has marketed himself well, whether it fits him well or not.
That's right.
You know, he is a tour pro. He is out there trying to create brand awareness for himself and, you know, make money through that. Whereas our everyday weekend golfer doesn't have to do those kind of things. And so it may not always be as appropriate. So I think remembering that too. But you can, you know, like I said, throw some fun designs and patterns into a polo and pair it with a nice solid pair of pants and, you know, you're good to go. And then just wearing your regular striped polo and khakis.
Yes. Bravo. Well said.
Yeah.
There's no harm in adding a little color. You may not want to do an Ian Poulter pink, but
right.
But that's kind of an exaggeration because they are, you know, they are doing it because they're selling something. And that's
right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They say it right out loud. We're having a little bit of strange feedback with your call, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you could call back in, let me just ask, Raph, are we going to ask Kara to call us back in? Yeah, would you call back in because we're getting a high-pitched tone?
Okay.
That would be terrific. Thanks, Kara. We'll be back with Kara Hoover in just a second.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get-together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales that beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the General Sales Manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Alamona Boulevard in Kakaako.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're talking with Kara Hoover. She has fairwaythreads.com. And what she did for Golf Spy, My Golf Spy, is she put together some outfits for guys. Kara, tell us about how you paired those different outfits up.
Yeah, well, I knew what was out for the season. We wanted to do a winter guide. We wanted to do a seasonal guide. So each season we want to go in and kind of create, we do about 10 different outfits. So there's two per style. So, you know, classic, traditional, bold, trendy. I want to try to pick two outfits for each of those styles. And, you know, just know what's kind of out for the season. We didn't do a lot of, you know, Under Armour type things, you know, like layers and, you know, accessories and things like that. Just kind of stuck with the main, the pants and the shirts and things like that, and the outerwear, the jackets, the vests. Wanted to go in and pick a few outfits where guys could kind of see outfits put together, and if they wanted to just use it to get ideas, they could do that. Or we also partnered up with fairwaystyles.com, an online retailer, to where the guys could just click and buy so that they didn't have to go out and shop, because I know a lot of guys don't like to go out and shop and they're not sure what looks good and what they should put together. So we try to make it as easy as possible to
That's
just kind
nice.
Of go on and shop.
Yeah, now, I was looking for the template that you had for guys to follow. You know, this looks good with that. And I didn't find it at your site. Is it just at My Golf Spy?
Right, absolutely, yes. We're doing that on mygolfspy.com.
My Golf Spy, so this mygolfspy.com. What do they need to look for when they go to find this?
They can either look up Kara Koo, which is my handle on Twitter, and I know if you search that, it'll pull it up. And then also Buyer's Guide, Golf Apparel Buyer's Guide, if they search for that, it should come up.
I like Kara Koo.
Kara Koo, Cuckoo is a family name. My nephews started calling me that, and it kind of just stuck around the world. So
you're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
So have that, and it's a really cute nickname. That's adorable. So, you know, women grow up. We learn that, you know, certain colors don't go together. We learn that horizontal stripes will make you look more slender, and anything other than that probably won't. guys don't necessarily get that. They wear, you know, they could be rather, there's nothing wrong with being rotund, but don't wear something that enhances that, because that white belt will just make you look a little bit larger, you know. Do you help with those kinds of tips? Is that what your idea is, to add to that?
Yeah, and I focus a lot on just a lot of the aesthetically pleasing, if you will. I know a lot of guys may not know what colors look good, so I try to, when I'm out and about, I try to kind of snap pictures if I'm out at a retail store, if I see something, and say, you know, these colors look well together, these
yes.
don't.
Yes.
I am very adamant about the fact that I'm not a huge white felt fan, and I get, you know, teased a lot for that. I'm also not a big fan of the visor, but that's just, you know, probably personal preference. But there are things like, you know, you don't want to wear plaid pants and shorts and it'll look really nice and then kill it with a bold patterned polo, you know. And so I see, that's probably, somebody asked me the other day, what's the biggest mistake you see? And I think that's one that just really gets me, because, you know, paired with a solid, they look great. But when you put too much together, it kind of kills the look. So
right. Right. Less is better. It's like when you get dressed, ladies, take one piece of jewelry off.
Right. And you don't need animal print all over.
Exactly. Exactly.
One thing.
Kara Hoover, that's great talking with you, creator of fairwaythreads.com. You can find her fashion tips at mygolfspy.com, and then you just search on that site for Kara Koo, K-O-O. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Enjoy talking with you.
Aloha and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And coming up next is Carol Mann, World Golf Hall of Famer, LPGA Hall of Famer, and PGA First Lady of Golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow, no, actually, Acura's just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on steals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing
about it. The frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yulogiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style, no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details, or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kakaako.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Webb Simpson. Join me to ring in a new year of golf at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Maui.
See 2013 PGA Tour winners like Webb, Dustin, Adam, Brandt, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
All righty, let's get right to it. I'm so excited to talk with Carol Mann, World Golf Hall of Famer, LPGA Hall of Famer with 38 career victories, PGA First Lady of Golf. In addition to her golf resume, she played a key role in modernizing and expanding the reach of the LPGA Tour. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Hi, Danielle. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. One of the things, I was reading an interview that Golf Digest did with you, and it was about golfers leaving the game of golf, and you said there's a list of reasons that people keep putting out there that they don't have enough time, that it's difficult to get to the golf course, it's expensive, but you said that the biggest reason why people aren't playing is never listed. What do you think it is?
Well, it's never listed. I think that golf is embarrassing to a lot of people. They don't like to feel a failure. And the thing is that most of us that have gone on to excel at golf embrace failure as part of the game. I mean, it's, and a lot of people just can't take failure. Maybe it's too prevalent in other parts of their lives, and they just don't want to pay to fail.
In other words, I'm putting all this money down for my green fee, and I don't want to make an ass of myself and fail.
Exactly. I mean, how human of us.
Yes, well, you know, I expect to go out and have some fun. But you know what? You can not play well and have fun at the same time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the best thing you can do is to laugh at yourself.
Yes.
I mean, the best comedians do that. They show us self-effacing humor. And it's the funniest we see, you know.
So I often apologize when I hit a bad shot to my playing partners. I'm sorry. And they look at me like, what are you apologizing for? Well, you know, it's going to take longer to get to the... laughing. So we just start laughing about it. Makes it fun to be with the girls that I play with. We get to laugh at ourselves and support each other. When we play well, it's like we're cheering sections, you know, and it's just it's a lot of fun. Now, how do you keep the game fun for the people you're teaching?
So I tend to attract people that are real motivated to learn and that may be desperate to change what they've experienced already. And, you know, I help them acquire that change of results. And I pride myself on having studied and studied and studied and learned and learned and learned beyond, just the norm to find out how can I really get results for these people, you know, and sustain them, help them discover how to sustain them.
I'm
a great student of the game and impact and the swing and, you know, all that stuff. So
in other words, will you ever finish learning the game?
Are you kidding? No. As long as my brain is still receiving oxygen and the cells are all firing and the neurons are going, I'm going to keep thinking and wondering and trying, experimenting.
Yeah, that's the thing about this game, because you can't ever perfect it.
well, perfecting it would be, too easy. It's a chase. It's a giant quest for knowledge and learning and truth seeking. Yeah. You know, and I've had a wonderful adventure with all that.
Yeah, Carol Mann is World Golf Hall of Famer, 38 career victories in her career. You mentioned also in this interview that you don't like to play golf so much anymore because you can't compete at the level that you excelled at.
Well, you know, in spite of the fact that I'm old, I still have memory of what I could do. And, you don't like to do that. So I try to go out there with Alzheimer's, you know, like I can't remember anything except what I just did, maybe. I try to put myself in a state of the present as opposed to the past and comparing. And I often am pleased with what I'm able to accomplish, especially with, you know, my body. I'm not in shape. And even though I work out with a level 3 TPI trainer, there's only so much you can do when you're 72 years old.
You bring up body. You're very tall, aren't you?
Yeah, very tall. Yes.
Is it 6'4"?
No, I was 6'3" at my maximum height, but I'm shrinking. I haven't shrunk as much as Nicholas has, but I've shrunk maybe 2 inches. So I'm about 6'1".
Okay, so I love what you talk about when you talk about cocktail parties. That's like the pain of your existence is going to a cocktail party because you can't hear what's being said below you. And
I don't think sound rises. He does, but not sound.
Yeah, not the important sounds, the ones that, you know, make words. You can hear the roar of the crowd, but you can't hear So when you talked about that, I liked what you said about bending for the ball. You know, you have to understand your body. If you're tall, like a guy, lots of guys, you know, they're playing now and they're 6 feet and over. But yeah. How should they, if you're tall, what's the best way to bend over to get the ball?
Well, Steve, this is very weird because golf is athletic, but a lot of people don't view it as athletic. So if you would just put yourself in the mind of an athlete getting ready to do something of a rotary nature, okay, where the thing you're trying to hit is on the ground, however. So what you have to do is you have to, instead of keeping yourself tall in your spine, you must bend at the hip joint, which is the way in which humans are very different from other creature mammals, okay? We get to bend at the hip joint so our spine can be tilted toward the ground. And you must work to tilt your round, depending upon your height, as much as possibly 40 degrees toward the ground in order to have your arms hang straight down to meet with the grip of the club to hold the club, which is sitting out at an angle to you. You don't try to put the club on a straight line because it's not designed to be on a straight line. So you must bend over at the hip joint, not the waist, the hip joint, stick your butt back, reacquire your balance, bend your knees slightly, but not as much as a lot of people think. They bend their knees toward the ground to try to get to the ground. No, you must bend at the hip joint to get toward the ground. And then you swing in a rotary manner around your spine, and the club is on the ground. It goes up and down and hits the ball.
Yes. Yeah, that's, I think a lot of, it's so good when you describe that. It's, my whole body went through the rhythm. In case you were wondering whether we were getting what you were saying on radio and we weren't seeing it, we were definitely getting it, Carol, man. Yeah, that's very good. You know, sometimes I notice that protecting your hips from, that sometimes they can hurt after a while if you've played a couple of rounds.
Well, are you talking as a woman or are you talking just as a person?
Let's talk as a woman right now. We've been taking care of men earlier. In fact, they had fashion today.
Okay. Well. Here's what I know and what I've studied and learned is that a result of high school and college female basketball players having had inordinate numbers of ACL and MCL injuries playing basketball, we learned that the female body is different than the male body, okay, in this way, that the females have the reproductive assignment and therefore the birth canal, so our hip girth is wider than males. Because our hip girth is wider, when we would be challenged, let's say, to jump up and down, when we jump back down to the ground, our knees go inward inside of our foot line. And as a result of that, that causes shearing of the ACL and the MCL.
Huh.
And that's called the Q angle. So because women must learn to, when they jump down, they must spread their knees out over their toes, which are more out away from the inside of their foot line. Okay?
Okay.
And as a result of that, then you don't shear the ACL and the MCL. Point being, how is that related to golf? In golf, women tend to, and in all sports, we use the front of our legs as opposed to the behind our legs. So the front of our legs is the quad, okay? Quads aren't as connected to the hip line as the glutes. There are three glute muscles that we need, glute maximus, minimus, and medius. And all three of those muscles must be engaged in the sustaining maintenance of balance and gravity and power and strength during the golf swing. So women need to turn on their butts, basically, okay?
Yes.
And use their butts as part of our stability in the golf swing, especially the sideways stability. You know how women have the tendency of the hips going out from under them?
Yes.
And then a reverse upper spine tilt, like the reverse pivot?
Yes.
Well, that's because we're only using the front of our legs.
Yes.
So we have to learn the exercises, go with a trainer, get somebody to help you figure out how to work on your all your hip muscles and your butt muscles.
Yes, and those back thighs.
Yes, exactly. And that's what, I mean, males, when they jump up and down, they're using their butt muscles mostly. A little bit of quad, but mostly butt. So we have to relearn how to be athletic.
Wow.
For golf and other sports as well.
Yeah, we have to learn how to use the muscles that don't come naturally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're doing stuff and it's not good for us over in repetitive motion. We have to learn.
That's why we have hip pain. That's why we have back pain.
Yeah.
That's why we have sciatic pain. You know?
I'm learning a lot, Carol Mann. Thank you so much. You're president of the Women's Sports Foundation from 1985 through 1989. I'm curious, how do we take a lesson from you? Because I was looking for a website where I could contact you.
Oh, well, I'm still working on my website. I have like a whole bunch of domain names, but I haven't gotten any of them completed yet. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm at the Woodlands Country Club outside of Houston, Texas. And I can be made appointments with at the Gary Player course of the Woodlands Country Club.
Okay.
Outside of Houston.
I know everybody's, you're probably a very, very busy woman.
Not as much as I'd like, but
really?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And because just what I've learned from you, you know so much about the body. I'm amazed.
Well,
you were talking about your age, but what you? I know you've got goals. Finishing your website's one of them.
which website? I think I have about five that I'm working on. Probably better to do one, right?
It's better to focus on one than and then you can have sublinks inside the one website. You can have different at the top. You have tabs. And so that each different topic, so you go to one website and find this tab, that'll tell me about that, about, how to use my muscles right. Next tab will tell me how to use my mind during the game. Next tab, or whatever your focus, whatever those five things that you're thinking about making a website, put it all in one.
Well, could I hire you to consult with me on this then, please?
Yes. I'm available anytime.
Okay.
Oh, Carol Mann, you're wonderful to talk with. World Golf Hall of Famer, LPGA Hall of Famer, PGA First Lady of Golf. Thanks for being on the show.
It's been a joy. Thank you, and I'm so glad to have found you.
Glad to have found you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right.
All right.
Great. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks. And thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible. I want to thank the people at Acura of Honolulu. Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments. That's on all the 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Until February of 2014, okay? So you get to ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones. He's the general sales manager for details. You can call him today or you can go down right now. 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako. Isn't it wonderful? Kaka'ako wasn't like upscale. Now it's becoming upscale. All these new buildings are going up in Kaka'ako. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature, Robert Trent Jones got together. Well, he saw something and he just brought it out. And that's what the architect's supposed to do. Not necessarily change it, just bring it out. It's a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Just tee it forward. If it seems like, it was the Grand Slam of golf location, don't worry about it. It's a unique, unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay. Star Protection. These guys are good, okay? They'll come over to your place and they'll say, this is where you're vulnerable. We need to protect you in this area. So that's where you get your property threat and risk assessment. Then they come in and protect your home, your business, your concert. Whether it's a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star protection is what you need. Avancé Salon, thank you for all you've done for me over the years. Really appreciate it. And, if you're trying to figure out what to get for somebody for the stocking stuffer, get them a Hyundai Tournament of Champions ticket. And if you get them one, get them the clubhouse ticket. Go to pgatour.com/Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Hyundai TOC, and the clubhouse ticket, they get a great view. It's a little bit more pricey, but it's a great gift. Or go to a First Hawaiian Bank near you and buy a Sony Open in Hawaii ticket, and you can make those great stocking stuffers. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.